The Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast, and The Best Mix in the Morning Show. I'm Zach East with your Daily Dish for Monday, and a Golden Globes recap as Nomadland and The Crown were among the big winners at Sunday's 78th Annual Golden Globe Awards. Nomadland, a low-budget drama starring Frances McDormand, was named Best Motion Picture Drama, and its director, Chloe Zhao, became only the second woman to win a Best Director prize, following Barbara Streisand in 1983 for Yentl. The Crown took home Best TV Drama, while Schitt's Creek walked away with Best TV Comedy. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which votes on the awards, has come under fire for having no black members. The organization addressed the issue during the broadcast. Former President Meher Tatna said, "We must also ensure everyone from all other underrepresented communities gets a seat at our table, and we are going to make that happen." Despite that, several black actors were honored during the night with awards. Chadwick Boseman became only the second posthumous Best Actor Award winner in a drama for his work in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. The star died in August of colon cancer at the age of 43. His widow, Taylor Simone Ledward, gave an emotional speech on his behalf, saying, "Honey, you keep 'em coming." Andra Day was named Best Actress in a Drama for The United States vs. Billie Holiday. Daniel Kaluuya won Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture for Judas and the Black Messiah. And John Boyega's role in Small Axe got him a win in a category for Best Supporting Actor in a Series, Limited Series, or Motion Picture Made for Television. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hosted the event on opposite ends of the country, with Tina at the Rainbow Room in New York City, while Amy was in L.A. at the Beverly Hilton. The Netflix movie Mank, which came into the night with the most nominations at 6, went home completely empty-handed. And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.